SBS Radio.
Encounter Fellowship supports really dynamic cultural practitioners that are doing great things within their organisation and the community at large. And so we had our recruitment process, and the six very amazing crew that are coming forward to experience the program this year and also next year, they have a range of community projects that we're going to support them through in developing like a business case and strategy on a specific project. And they came from all over Australia.
Just tell us about some of these community projects, the outstanding projects that have been selected to be part of the fellowships program.
So Naomi Appleby, who I hope you'll be speaking to, so she's from Nyamba Boru Yaru LTD over in Broome, and they have a very important project of the returned ancestral remains that have come from Germany and the UK, and they've come home to Yaru and Karajari community. So Naomi has the responsibility of building a memorial, a special venue that will acknowledge through interpretation the story of that repatriation process and her ancestors, as well as looking at an online exhibition process. That's something that they hope to be able to share with everyone. And she's just one of our six that are participating. Let me give you another couple of examples.
Yeah.
So we have Kyra Kumsing from Sydney, Bumali artist. And she's going to be working towards a really special women's weaving and artifact exhibition. And as a curator and storyteller, and she's, you know, has a, media and journo background, she's got a really strong way of sharing stories. And who else we have? We've got, say, Sharika Nulgut over in Mowinjum up in near Derby. That Mowinjum Art Centre, they're going to be bringing forward a special museum within the actual art centre. So she's charged with looking at the cultural heritage research of her peoples all over Canberra and with our allied partners and over across to the UK as well. So she can start to look at the content and building that from digital storytelling through to photographic repatriation and various things to make that museum really come alive.
Yeah.
So they're just three examples of our six, but I do urge you to have a look online because their stories and their projects and cultural and professional bios is all there for everyone to see.
Now, how is the project structured and how long will it take?
The program itself is like 12 weeks hands-on learning that stretched across a nine-month engagement period. And so from day one to the end of that, it's really the focus on supporting through a mentor and, as I say, brains trust of wrapping the right kind of specialists around each of the six individuals to develop that business case strategy for their proposed project. So we don't actually fund the project development, but we can see that there's really good things already happening locally and there's great traction. And then we're really hoping that that solid business case, people will just be really ready and confident to pitch and have that in a very organized fashion to take it to the next level.
Now, some of the projects require international collaboration by themselves, and the fellowships have got an international component. Now, tell us how this international partnership is going to work.
I can tell you particularly about a couple of them in really special ways. So the Prince's School of Traditional Arts, when we had our pilot back in 2016, we spent, I think it was about 4 days with them. They've got a master's program that brings all world cultures into their art school, and it's all about cultural heritage, preservation and celebration, really, through the arts. So we're going to be spending all up 3 days there as a group doing two different workshops, and then we're going to have a couple of crews stay back 2 weeks later and have their own individual placement for 3 days exploring their own interests and practice within the building. But it's a very special place where it's you know, it really looks at the spirituality side of world culture, and it has respect for the diversity of all world peoples and religions. So when we were there in 2016, that was actually the first time that they had invited and, you know, we connected with Australian Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander cultural practitioners and artists. So we learn a lot, and it was so special, and I'm just stoked that we can return there in October.
Yeah, and this is mainly, there's a training component and exposure to techniques from worldwide experts, but is some of the work going to be curated and exhibited in the museum?
Well, wait to see. I mean, everyone with their different, I guess, focus areas and specializations. That's what we're really looking for, is a live conversation and dialogue as to how the museum can support their practice. So when we start our Canberra intensive in middle August, we've got 3 weeks of everyone coming in. That's when we'll get to sort of know what that connectivity is all about. You know, how can we support someone's exhibition development, or how can we support that content repatriation, say from Canberra all the way up to the Torres Strait? There's a lot of different ways that we can wrap some, bridging through to the individuals themselves and their organisation.
I noticed that in your selection process, there's a connection between the current cohorts, the 2019 cohorts, and their 2016 predecessors. How did you connect that? And is this kind of connection going to be carried over for the next round of cohorts?
Well, it's pretty exciting because we learned a lot in 2016, and this time the outreach program that I'm helping to manage, we have to get out in community more. So we started the design of the program, the community foundation visits. That's all occurred. So I've been lucky to go and visit all six people and their, you know, managers and colleagues and team leaders and elders and family mob who are really supporting that particular individual. Yeah. What's great about that is we get to know the support system around, and as well as it gives us a chance to design the program to really fit the individual. That's what we're definitely going to bring to this new cohort. And so that's happened, but then it won't be until March next year with the various components of the program's design. Again, that's all online too, but it starts in community and the full circle, it ends in community. So March, April next year, we're going to be returning to everyone's place and see them share their learning and their story with their organisation and with their families. So I can't wait for that. It would be really exciting because, yeah, we're going to not only see everyone again, but to see that transference of sharing and knowledge is very, very important. And next year too, you know, 2020, there's lots of activities, and there will be a couple of other platforms in which our 2016 and our 2019 fellows will be part of to share their vision. So we'll have some forums and ideally some webinars and different things that we're going to be working on next year.
sbs.com.au